2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I want to talk to you about your Heavenly Father. I want to talk to you about the intimacy He wants with you. And the desire you should have. You know, in Proverbs there are two sons. Now, in Proverbs there's really... The whole book's written in Proverbs is written about two sons. The one son is wise, and the second son is foolish. And that's what all of Proverbs is about. That's about the deal. And when you think of your father, you really think about protection. That's a good word. You think about authority. You think about words like that. But really, if you think about God the Father, He's all that plus a lot more. One of the things that God the Father is a teacher. And, you know, we were wise. Jeff and I, we're a lot alike. I mean, I couldn't have gotten much more rebellious if I'd have tried. You know, I mean, if it came to listening to my daddy, it was like, whatever he said, I'll go do the opposite of. Yeah, you know, and that didn't do well for me. In fact, if you'd have checked out Proverbs, I'd have been the foolish son. And there is a relationship to a respect. How many here have children and they don't listen to you?
Amen.
You know, when your daughter's lifting your arm, you know you're in trouble. I mean, we would be why? I mean, what would the parents want for the child except the best? Now, it's not to say that the parents are always right just because they are. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, if our children would listen to us, if there was an ear to the wisdom that we had laid out, it would benefit them. I was going to start in 2 Corinthians. I'll end up in 2 Corinthians 5. Go to Proverbs for a minute. This just keeps screaming at me, so I guess God wants us to go here. So this is where we're headed. Go to Proverbs 13. How appropriate, eh? Proverbs 13, I want you to read with me in verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. You see that? But a scorner heareth not rebuke. Now think about it. A wise son of one wisdom, why would your dad be telling you something that would hurt you? I was thinking about, I was talking to one of the brethren in the thing and said he got his daughter mad at her. And trying to talk the Bible. Well, why would you be talking the Bible with your daughter trying to hurt her? You understand? I mean, what would be the point of a dad that loved his child if they didn't think it was important? You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that daddies can always... I mean, daddies can be over-authoritative, you know. But the realization is you say, well, what would it do to listen? Would it hurt? If you hear them out and you go, okay, I don't believe the garbage you're saying. I don't believe any of it. I'm not buying it. You understand? That'd be one thing. But you know, most kids say, I don't want to hear it. Why wouldn't you want to hear it? Well, you're going to lecture me. Okay. What exactly the lecture? I've been to some lectures that I actually enjoyed. Okay, that was a... Thank you. Was that my wife laughing? Thank you, Brenda. It sounds a lot better on the internet when I tell a joke and someone laughs. It's terrible when one person goes... You understand? I mean, come on. You got to have an open mind. Listen. I'm not telling you to buy it hook, line, and sinker. I'm telling you to listen to your father. Same thing with the Word of God. Hey, let's talk Bible. Oh, no, I don't talk religion. Really? Well, how do you hear your Heavenly Father's voice? You understand? How do you hear your Heavenly Father's voice? The Word of God is the voice of God. It's the instruction of God. It's the teaching of God. Until you finally open and start listening, you won't ever get it. Had a guy earlier in the week. I was sitting there talking to him 2.5 hours, witness to him. What would you do if a guy told you that he wants to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and be told how good and faithful servant he is? Come on in. What would you say to that? Huh? He'd be a fool. I said, look, man, I've never done anything well. You know what? You know what the instruction of the Father said? That if I brought every effort of righteousness I could bring, and I could pile it up, that the Bible would call those nothing but filthy rags. Everything I could muster, all of my righteousness, everything I could gather, everything I could think in my mind conceptually and bring it forth before God would be filthy rags. Why would you offer that to God?
Be an insult.
It would be an insult. Like He's impressed with me. You know who God's impressed with? His Son. He's impressed with Jesus Christ. He's impressed with this lovely Son who was willing to die for you stinkers. Amen? He's impressed with Him. You want God to be impressed with you? What are you going to bring? I mean, I wanted to ask the guy, what are you going to bring to God? I mean, it's like my Father's Day card. Well, you're not getting anything this year. You've got everything already. Well, I don't have everything I want. You know what I want more than anything? For my daughter to be in this room. Listen to the truth, to the Word of God, so that she can be built up and edified by the greatest Father of all. That's my desire. I don't need things or stuff. That's true. I don't need those things. But I want my daughter to get the truth. It's the only desire I have. You know what? I sat on my deathbed for about 2 months thinking I was going to die. And there were days that I literally thought I was going to die. And I was so at peace. So at peace. That trigger could have been pulled at any moment and I'd have been okay. I thought, that is the most wonderful feeling in the world to know. You know? Well, why wouldn't I want my daughter to have that? Why wouldn't I want you to have that? Any father worth his salt loves his daughter and sons. I watched Terry discipline Seth and Hannah. Seems a little rough at times. But he isn't doing it to be rough. He's doing it because he loves them. See, God the Father has a sense of understanding of who we are. Brenda used to tell us God gave us children to teach us how we are to Him. All I have to do is to say to that is, yikes! But you know it's probably true, isn't it? Look, come on down. Go to Proverbs 22. There was a couple on the way I wanted to get, but I'll have to. Go to Proverbs 22. Verse 6. He says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. And I thought about fools. I must have thought about that prodigal son thing a few times. I'm sure Jeff has done that as well. Anybody who was rebellious as I was has to think on that. But see, I understand because of my sin when my Father forgave me, he that sinneth much is forgiven much. And I think that there's a realization there in that transfer to understanding that. See, guys, I believe the Heavenly Father has instruction for you. You know what? It isn't out of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That instruction for you is out of Romans through Philemon. You know what? I didn't, honestly, I went to church all my life until I was 15. And you know what? I would not, when Brother Moore said turn to 1 Corinthians, I had no idea where it was in my Bible. Anybody else have any problem like that when they first started? I mean, I'd been to church my whole life. I'm like, where is that book? I had to go to the front of the index. And you know what? I wasn't listening to God. I was listening to religion. And it wasn't until I started rightly dividing that I understood that there was a difference between my Father and why would my Father lead me down the wrong road? Father isn't trying to lead his daughter or son down the wrong road. He's trying to give them wisdom. Go to Proverbs, I think it's 12. 8. Let me find it in just a second. 8. Go to Proverbs 8, I think it is. Yeah, Proverbs 8. In Proverbs 8, look down. I'm just going to kind of cut into the context. Verse 8. Well, verse 7. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are plain to them that understand it, and right to them that fine knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things, listen, all the things, everything you could add up, everything you could ever have in your life, all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Boy, the instruction. How many here now, since they know how to rightly divide, realize how powerful that is? Boy, the confusion starts to fall off, and all of a sudden you start to see the truth for what it is, and you know what? You start to realize, man, this is valuable. Those people that I got to sit down with and see, and they were so excited about the truth. They were excited. Why? Well, wisdom is better than rubies. If you'd have found a big old ruby, you'd be excited. Amen? You'd be like, whoo, rubies! Hey, I got gold rubies! I got rubies and gold! I got silver! Woo! Oh, look what he gave me, you know. Oh, look at my rings. How about saying my dad didn't give me any rings, he gave me the wisdom of God. Wow, how much is that worth? You see, your Heavenly Father has a choice on you. For you to be wise, He wants you to have wisdom. He wants you to get it. He doesn't want you to walk around in the dark. How many people see things happening to this nation that they're upset about? I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, like, where did it all go? Homosexual. I heard Jerry Sanders preach on the way down. He said, well, I about tried everything except homosexuality. I laughed my head off. It was so funny. I've tried everything but homosexuality. I mean, from a pulpit, the crowd went crazy. It was funny on the tape. Funnier on the tape than I just did it, actually. I'm not going to try that again. Look down in the passage just a little bit. Now watch. Verse 17. Watch this. 8. I love them that love me. What is he talking about? Wisdom. And those that seek me early. Are you listening, Hannah? Are you listening, Maggie? And those that seek me early shall find me. You can get it while you're young. Grab the wisdom. Don't be rebellious. Think, you know what? If a child could do this, Dad, I want to go here. And the dad says, well, I'm not going to let you do that. And the daughter says, what? Well, I want to go there. And so they drop them off at the mall, and she gets kidnapped. Do you think that daughter wished she had listened to her dad? I guarantee you. We have inherent ability to see things that they can't see, just like God has the inherent ability to see things we can't see. And they're not trying to make us mad. They're trying to protect us. I mean, it's hard. And it looks like Daddy's the bad guy, except today. Today, Father's Day, Daddy's the great guy. But all the rest of the time, Daddy's the bad guy. Daddy's mean at me. No, Daddy loves you, honey. That thing about Natalie Holloway has torn me up for years. I just ache for that family, don't you? She's on the trip of her life. She probably... They had no clue what was going to happen. If they'd have known, they'd given her instructions and stuff, but it just... Things happen so fast, don't they? And now with the online thing, boy, our society's changing fast, isn't it? Say, Mickey, well, yeah, I'm 17. How old are you? Oh, I'm 14. Ends up being a 40-year-old guy. And but if the kids would say, you know, why would my dad do this? I mean, obviously, he wants me to listen. If I listen, how will it come out? Well, do you realize that if people don't listen to the truth of the Word of God rightly divided, they're not going to meet their Heavenly Father? It's not going to be the come out that they think is coming out. All your friends that are living their lives, that are living into the religious world, are just living it out, thinking they're okay. How many of your people know religious people that you know are flat out lost? And if the rapture comes, they're going to end up in hell. Now think about that for just a minute. And we don't do anything? We don't make an effort? What kind of people would we be? Say, well, they'll be okay. They have their own religion. They have their own. You have your religion, I have mine. You be satisfied. My daughter said one time, you have your belief and I have mine. It doesn't really matter what mine is or what yours is. It matters what the Word of God says. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't come down to what you say, my say. It says what the Word says. What did your Heavenly Father's instruction give you? Because, hey, you can get it early. You can get it late. But you better get it before it comes. Because you're on a trap to Aruba. And you may not come back. Say, that won't happen to me. Boy, I guarantee you young kids in here, listen to me. I bet Natalie thought those thoughts herself. Parents' instructions are full of wisdom. God's instructions are full of wisdom. That's why, you know, have you ever wondered, really? I mean, think about it. Cow, how long with the mother? Year and a half? How about a bear? How long does a bear stay cub? 2 years? How about a dog? Months. Why is it that God has given us our children basically for 21 years? One third of a human's life is spent with the parent. Why did God do that? I mean, if you could have just grown up and learned how to dress yourself. Seth, do you know how to dress yourself? Can you eat? If your mom and dad didn't feed you, could you open the refrigerator and grab a pickle? Yeah. Would you eat the ice cream first? Yeah. Oh, you silly boy. I know what Maggie would grab first. If she has any of Deborah's blood, it's the ice cream that we're going to grab first. But nevertheless, Bobby could do that. So why do you have your children for 21 years, guys? Because God expects you to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And you can't just give that instruction over. And you know what? You got to take the book and you got to read it to your children and bless them with the words so that they gain the wisdom and the knowledge of it so that they can operate in a world that is dark and lost. There are no dads. You know what? I thank God my children have caught me with my Bible open on a consistent basis. And I thank God that they've caught me crying with my wife in bed, praying to the Heavenly Father. And that they haven't just found me licking a beer bottle top. Not that there's anything wrong with a beer bottle top. I don't know. I have no idea why I would be doing that. Actually, that's kind of dumb, isn't it? Well, that just proves I don't know how to drink a beer. Y'all understand? What do your children see you worry about? You know what most people see in their parents? They're worried about money. Amen? I mean, my parents never argued until it came down to money. Mom, I think, thought we were rich. Dad couldn't figure out where she got that thought from. My mother could spend money like she would, you know, like some people drink beer. I mean, she could flat spend it. And on Saturday morning when I woke up, my room was attached to theirs. That's why you always get separated bedrooms. Like, What did you charge on the credit card? And I never heard my mom and dad one time get down and really pray. Not once. I never saw my father wash my mother with the Word of God one time. I would see him occasionally, one time I think that I can remember reading the Bible, but I never saw him instruct my mother or any of the kids. Not one time. Say, well, he's a good Christian man. Oh, that's just a fine Christian man. Yeah, but he ain't taking any time to teach his children or his spouse the Word of God and wash her in the Word. Amen. Got to sit down with the Word with your wife and wash her. Have Bible study. How many have Bible study with their wives? I can't be the only one in this room. I'd get one if you were willing to wash her. I'd get one if I was you. She'd appreciate it. Just don't get mine. I like mine. Come on, guys. When did your kids go, well, I saw Mom and Dad talking the Bible? Or is every time your children see you, you out having fun watching the movies? Or the 1080i TV cranked up, lit up in all of its glory? Watch another scary movie. See, fathers have a lot to offer their children. He said, if you love me, I love them that love me. Now watch this. He said in verse 18, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit, wisdom's fruit, is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silvers. I lead in the ways of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. Now watch this, that I may cause those that love me to do what? Inherit. How many would like more substance? And some wisdom, you won't have to worry about it. Substance will come, and I will fill their treasury. Look in Proverbs chapter 9. Look at it. Verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be what? Yet wiser. You see that? I mean, do you understand that if you listen to your dad and you listen to your father, you know what? Let me tell you, you're not only going to make a glad father, you're going to make a glad son, you're going to get wisdom, and you're going to gain that. And listen, let me tell you what, God wants you to have the wisdom. People walking around, how many are starting to get rightly dividing? The more you get it, the more comfortable and solid you are going to be in your faith. And you're going to walk as a man of God. You know what? Listen, let me tell you what. You know what the greatest desire of man should be? Become a bishop. You know what the Bible says? He that desireth to be a bishop desireth a good work. You men in here ought to say, I'm busting it with the studies. I'm putting forth the Word of God. Why? Hey, I want to be that man of God that God wants me to be. You got to fire it up, men. Hey, well, you think women ought to teach the Bible? You know why women are teaching the Bible? Men won't do it. Can't come to church. Why? You know what? Most men don't like to come to church. I guarantee you, most men, in general, there is always more women in the audience than there are men. You know why? Women are worried about their children. They want them to make sure they get the Word of God. It's important to them. You know, when you think about the father instruction. You ought to go through Proverbs and see what a wise son and a foolish son. Look up those terms. And you'll start to see a division. The foolish isn't going to listen to his dad. The foolish is going to say, well, I'm going to do my own darn thing. I don't care what you've done, what you've experienced. You know what I learned in life? I learned most of us are idiots. That's it. We don't listen. How many here? Watch this for a minute. When I saw this, I realized nobody had taught me this in time to do this. Hannah? Seth? Maggie? What is your first? What? Brittany? Another hand? You kids in here, listen. I'm telling you, your parents are crazy. You know why? We never got the instruction. If we got the instruction, how many wouldn't do this? I'm just going to do this. You start out at 15, and you put in, you're 21. How many years is that? Six. Who said that? Oh, six. You said 6 years. That's right. And you put 2,000 in times six. How much is that? Huh? And then you start at 21 and you go to 61, which is how many years? 40 years, putting in 2,000. Who do you think has the most money? School teacher, you're bright, intelligent. Which one do you think has more money? This is $80,000 they put in. That's 12. Which one has more money?
12,000.
You know by how much? Almost $1 million. Okay, now, the point that I'm telling you that if we were smart, how many here could give $2,000 to their daughter in a savings account that she could never touch if they were smart? Everybody here, right? Right? I mean, that wouldn't be hard. I mean, it would be hard, but it could be done, right? And so you put $12,000, and at 21, they never touch it until they're ready to retire at 65. This one is going to have almost $1 million more than that person right there. Now, that's a fact. And it's mathematically a fact. In fact, if you get it in there by the time you're 16, it only takes $6,700 to add up more money than both of us. Okay, I learned that. You know when I learned it? I was 40 years of age. Now, it would have helped had someone told me that earlier. So I take young kids like Brittany. Brittany, how old are you? Perfect. Brittany, would you like to be a millionaire or would you rather struggle like mom and dad? Okay, you are smart. Then what you have to do is do what your parents didn't do. Guess what your parents didn't do? They didn't save that money. So guess what happened? At 65, how much do you think most people have? At 65, 95% of the people are dead broke. Why? They never save. Okay. No, well, most of them don't know the wisdom, but the ones that do don't do it. You're right. Because how many? 95% of the people, by the time they get to 65, are broke, are dead broke. Now, the point that I am about wisdom. Why would a father try to teach you to save money when you're 15 and 16 than when you're not? You see what I'm saying? Well, I didn't even know that. How can I instruct my kids on what I didn't know? You understand what I'm saying? I didn't have the knowledge. How can you teach the Word of God when you don't have the knowledge? You see the comparison? Now, once you got the knowledge, you're going to be a what?
Wise son.
Well, I mean, Seth is old enough and Hannah's old enough. You know what? I'd be saving my birthday money. You understand? Because eventually after 21, you're going to be fine. You can literally leave this amount alone in a 401k in 65 years. Now, you think right now your 401k is a 101k. I understand. But over 65 years, that's going to pay off. You understand? It's good. And how often do you think that's going to happen? 100% of the time if they do it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Go like this or like this. The same exact same thing is true in the Word of God. You know why my God, my father didn't tell me to save 2,000 from 15 to 21? He didn't have a clue. Does that mean I should walk around clueless? No, eventually I gained the wisdom. Guess what I taught my kids? My daughter's 24 and bought her own house without a cosigner. Now, how do you think that's possible? Huh? Because she got a little bit of wisdom. You understand? She gained a little of that, thank God. But money compares palely to that of the Word of God. Y'all understand? It isn't even the same boat. So when you take this kind of wisdom and you say, well, gosh, that makes sense. And everybody here would say, well, gosh, that's what you ought to do is start saving money. You know how many kids save money today? How many kids do you think learn how to give? I mean, here at the Lord. Very few. You got to teach the kids how to give. You take a dollar. How much should they give to the Lord? Teach them 10 cents. That's wisdom. You know why? It's all His. This, when you start to compare it to rightly dividing the Word of Truth, and you start to realize that makes sense in wisdom, guess what happens when you start rightly dividing? It also answers why tongues are there, and what you're doing with this, and what you're doing with that. All the questions you've had for your whole faith starts to be revealed, and you start to go, oh, that's why! And you finally get the instruction of the Father, and you know what? Once you got it, you realize that wasn't as painful as you thought. So why do we as children kick against God? Is the exact reason why your kids, when you give them instructions, kick against you. We haven't got them to want wisdom. We haven't got to the point where we got them to understand that, listen, what we did, God loves you. You know how much God loves you? He loves you a whole crossbow. He sent the most precious thing that was the dearest thing to Him that He could possibly have given. And He gave it in your behalf so you could have life. It's like that Hank Williams song. How can you refuse Him now? You know? I mean, come on. What more love could a father do than to give his own son that you might have eternal life? He'd given up everything that meant anything to him. And He let him die on the cross in your behalf so that you could have life. I mean, why wouldn't you want that? Why would you want to bring your power of righteousness to him and make him accept that filthy garbage? Why would you do that? Why would you want to brag about being baptized and joining a church and becoming a church membership when all of that pales in comparison to what God did for you at the cross? That Father loved you. And He wants you. But He doesn't want your filthy old stinky rags. And that's what you're coming with. Why would He want that? If you just meet Him at the gate in your rags and your filth and say, Father, I'm not worthy to even be your servant. He'll take those rags off of you, listen to me, and He'll put a robe on you. And He'll go and kill that fatted calf for you and bring it in, that He will feed you the King's portions of the best. But don't sit here and tell me how good you are. There ain't none good. Don't tell me that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, because I don't buy into it all. I think you're lying to yourself. I believe your heart's deceitful. Desperately wicked. I believe God Almighty, listen to me, sees down at your fill and sees beyond that in offering the blood of His precious Son for you. Why wouldn't we listen to the instructions of a loving Father? You know why? Sin lieth in us. You know what? He can't do any more than He's already done for you. He isn't going to do it. You know where we have to stop? We have to stop being that spoiled little brat. I don't know about you, but I get in my little spoiled role. You ever get that way? I want this. I want that. Do you know what? God, what He wants for you is perfect. And He's trying to mold you and shape you. Do you mind if I talk about you, Terry, for just a minute? Terry has grown. I've watched Terry grown to be a man. When I first met Terry, he'd just pop up on the couch and just be a bum. And I got to tell you, he didn't have any good instruction from home. He didn't have that father role that he needed. And he started listening and started obeying and started growing up. And I've watched Terry be I'm so impressed with where Terry is. And I got to tell you, Jeff turned out great too, man. You know what? Listen, let me tell you what. When I saw Terry, he was just a long-haired, self-absorbed, don't want any responsibility. And now he's raising his family well, and he loves on his wife, and he studies the Bible when he gets home after work. And he's the man of God I think God would want him to be. I praise God for that. And somewhere along the way, you have to say, you know what? I'm going to quit listening to me, and I'm going to start listening to God and allow God to develop the person I'm going to be. Because God's got something big for you, guys. You know what? Your kids are watching you. Your family's watching you. Everybody's watching you. And you know what? I would lean to the side of graciousness. And I would just anything. Because you fathers represent God the Father to everyone in this room. I believe it's a big deal. But before you can be a good father, you have to be a good son. And you have to listen to the Father yourself. Won't you trust Him this morning? If you have never trusted Him, won't you trust Him right now and get it over with? I appreciate y'all being here. Thanks.